This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 9:08. It's hump day. And we are going to be getting to the KO movie review in just a couple of minutes, which I'm very excited about. We've worked out our technical difficulties. Hooman and Marcus are installed in the man cave. And but right now we're going to catch up on a few texts. Hello, Vinny.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. I don't see you. I see Hooman.
Yeah, you can toggle back and forth between the screens because there's so many of us on the...
Oh,
the thing.
Right.
So you'll be able to see
noticed.
Marcus somewhere.
Oh, there's Marcus. Okay, and there's you. Good. All right. So we are a lot of
we're
boxes.
Loaded. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've got them muted, so if you want to talk to them before
No,
the
I'll run
review.
Through a few okay. of these, and then I'll just hand it over to them. I'm sure there's a... It's been a while, so I'm
it
sure
has.
There's a lot they have to share. But I hadn't noticed that, Nicole, that color looks excellent on you.
Thank you, Vinny.
Oh, look
You're
at
welcome.
You all pretty in yellow and white.
Yeah. Had you even noticed what she was wearing today?
I don't believe I had.
My screen just opened up on her in a full view, and I went, oh, look at her. You look wonderful. Very summery.
Thank you. That was my look for today.
Very summery. All right, so let me get to a few texts, and then we'll make way for the guys to do movies reviews. So, hey, Alice fam. Rare steak is not raw. And it is much more flavorful and easier to chew. My wife grew up eating steaks that were well done until I made her try rare. And now that's the only way she wants it. If you do it right, it still has steam coming from the middle when cut. Raw is called blue at fancy steakhouses like Ruth's Chris? Well, I don't know.
Ruth's Chris.
But it's not raw, just cold in the middle. Happy hump day. Oof.
Oh, thank you. That. You know, I'm sure that a perfectly cooked rare steak would be absolutely delicious. It's just, you know, the line between rare and raw is so thin.
Right. No, please no, explain how a well-done steak is a waste if a person enjoys it that way. Well, that guy
not
just told you
it the right way.
He just said, right, you're not, you don't know. You have to try it with a little pink in the middle and then you'll see it's more delicious or something. I don't know.
You know what? Enjoy your steak any way you like it. Who are we to say what anybody
Happy
else likes?
Happy 4th of July.
Yep.
Rip it up out there, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
That fireworks video is on Sarah Finney Facebook page.
Oh, that is quite an amazing video. If you really, you know, if you got a big screen TV, throw that up this weekend. You'll be all set. Who needs real fireworks when you can have the most amazing fireworks ever on your TV?
OMG, this is my favorite Ernie song. Why are my eyes sweating? That's Dan and Shay, apparently. So,
Ernie song. Oh,
so it was a Bert and Ernie. So Ernie did it, and Bert and Ernie and Sesame Street. That's adorable.
I don't know.
Well,
I
said
I'm
it was
assuming
a
that's
classic.
What they're talking about, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't want to live on the moon. It was on Elmo's HBO Max show called Not Too Late with Elmo. The Not Too Late show. That's what it is. Because of kids, you know, not too late.
RV drivers are the worst. I already said that, but thank you for echoing my opinion. That's from 408. And the roads will be full of them, so good luck
Hooray!
Out there, everybody.
Yeah, that should be really fun. Stay home, everyone. Oh, yeah. Let's eat it well done, please.
Right. All right, I have a lot more text, but I think it's time for us to get to our guys and let them do their thing.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Oh, yeah!
Khalili Osborne.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, the old days.
Oh, the old days. Hey, everyone. Thank you for having us back. Sarah, Vinny, thank you for having us. You know, Sarah and I were talking a few weeks ago, and she came up with the idea of, you know, let's highlight some films that are important during the whole Black Lives Matter movement. And I thought that was a great idea. I called Marcus, and here we are, reunited.
And it feels so good.
Whoa, there's a picture posted of your isolation studio, and it is deluxe.
Yeah, that's John's man cave.
That is nice as it gets. Woo!
If it gets cold, I'll start a fire for you guys. Just tell me if you're warm enough.
Marcus and I have been sitting here trying to figure out when was the last time we did a movie review together.
Yes.
It has to be at least a year. Maybe more.
Probably about a year.
All right, everyone. The first movie we want to highlight is a film that came out last year in November called Queen and Slim. I thought this was the very best film of 2019. I put this as my number one pick of 2019, but it didn't make the impact it should. It's not based on a true story. It came from headlines and multiple stories, including the shooting of Trayvon Martin. And the woman who directed it, her name is Melina Matsoukas. She's the director of many of Beyoncé's videos.
Ah.
So she's very accomplished. This is her first full-length feature film. So this film is two things. It's a getaway film, but at its heart, it's a love story. And the plot revolves around a black couple who's on their first date. They get pulled over by a racist cop, and things go really bad, really fast, and they end up on the run. So, Marcus, I've heard a lot of people say this is the black version of Bonnie and Clyde. Do you agree?
The black version of Bonnie. You know what? Actually, at first glance, that's probably what most people would associate it with. But I think it's probably more like Thelma and Louise.
Because Bonnie and Clyde were like, they were criminals.
Yeah,
point was they were on the run the whole time because they were holding people up and killing people.
Yeah. I would definitely think it's more like Thelma and Louise because they didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
Kind of got caught up in the moment, and then by the time it's all over, it's all over.
Right.
Oh no.
That's not a spoiler.
A spoiler. I was going to watch it, but now I know. Oh my God, Vinny, we can't watch this. It doesn't have a happy ending.
No,
watch it. Not a spoiler. What does that mean?
So the reason this...
Wait, so you're telling me they don't end up in love together at the end?
Apparently they go off a cliff being shot by AK-47s the whole way.
I can't.
Well, that sounds unpleasant.
It does. Oh.
So the reason we thought, you know, this film should be highlighted as part of this series that we're doing is they get pulled over by a racist cop. And I've been pulled over a few times. I've never been scared for my life. I've been really nervous. I'm always like, oh, God, please let me get out of the speeding ticket. But I'm never like, and then you see this film and you can taste and smell what it's like for this couple, this black couple, this black man and woman. And I don't know. There was a realness to this. There was a transparency to this. And all of a sudden, you're in the movie. You're no longer watching it. You're there. You're on the sidewalk with them. And Marcus, like, do you think she captured this better than any movie that comes to mind easily?
I think that what she does really well is sort of capture the emotion. Listen, this is a fairy tale in many ways. But that being said, you definitely get behind this couple and you go along for the ride with these guys and you definitely get emotionally involved. And well, I don't want to give too much away.
Yeah, that's right.
It's literally, when I saw it, I'm like, this is one of my favorite films of all time now.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
Literally jumped up in the top 10 just like that.
Absolutely.
Amazing
Queen
movie.
And Slim is the name of it.
Queen and Slim.
And you know what I think is really great about this is the fact that she was directing all these videos. This feels... It has that glossiness of a video. It's really bright. It's really colorful. It's full. And you'll know. And the cinematography is amazing.
The cinematography is amazing.
It's a beautiful film. And, got to say, one of the hottest love scenes in the history of cinema.
Oh.
Really? He's
in the,
right.
In the car.
Oh.
All right.
Do you guys remember doing it in a car?
Yeah, it was never all that hot.
Of course I do.
It's like shower sex. It seems a lot better than it really
is. Oh, no, shower sex is awesome.
No, it's terrible.
It's totally great. It's rinse right off afterwards.
You know, well, Sarah's got a shower the size of a bedroom, so yeah, for her it's fine.
Yeah, she's got a gigantic shower. Us humans.
So one of those regular of tub showers with the curtain in the way and all that crap.
No curtain for me. We got a little bench right. Or anything, you know. Mm-hmm.
How, Sarah, how long?
To put leverage
Sarah,
on.
How long has it been since you and John banged in a car?
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
How long has it been, hon? 30 years? I think we might have banged in a car once.
Vinny, how about you? What's the longest it been since you banged
a
in a car?
A long time, yeah. Oh, I've been doing it in a car. I mean, a tent, maybe, or, yeah.
Sure, tent,
hotel.
Yeah. Tent sex.
But
hotel
no, not
sex.
A car.
Marcus, how long has it been?
A car? Get out of here, dude.
All right. Sum it all up, let me just say this.
Are you kidding me?
Why is Queen and Slim important to the BLM movement? Because what is portrayed in this film is happening. And because, you know, you watch this film and you're like, this is happening because they're black. This just would not happen to a white couple.
Right.
Also, this film is a great movie. It's not just great. It's phenomenal. Like, I was raving about it last year. I was imploring the Bay Area to watch.
I remember.
No one was listening
to me.
Nobody
watched it.
As usual. I don't know why.
Well, it's funny because the film did actually fairly decent at the box office.
It did decent, but yeah, but all the...
But it, this is... I have to say it. This is one of those things where all the black folks went out and saw it, and white folks just ignored it.
That's exactly right. He is
exactly
right.
Well, the white
folks
need to go see it.
By the way,
it's black famous,
and it is black famous. And I'll just say this: the timing of this movie was off by 7 months. If she would have had the supernatural wisdom to hold it until May of this year and then release it, oh my gosh! Once again, I gave it a perfect score last time. I'm giving it a perfect score again. I'm giving it 5 prison rugs.
Yeah, for those of you who missed Queen and Slim. Go ahead and check that bad boy out. It's literally one of the best films I've ever seen. It's beautiful. The acting is perfect. The direction is brilliant. And the soundtrack, I also forgot about the soundtrack. It's awesome. This is one you're going to be thinking about for a long, long, long time.
And so, he did say fairy. You put the word fairy tale in there, which makes me think maybe it doesn't have the same kind of ending as like a Bonnie and Clyde and a Thelma and Louise, because those are not good.
Yeah, those did not end well.
So, listen, we're going to review one more movie, and then Mark's going to give you real quick two TV shows to binge watch that are also along the same line. So here's your review of a film called Just Mercy. Jamie Foxx, Michael B. Jordan, Brie Larson, and O'Shea Jackson. So Just Mercy is a true story. It's of a man in 1989 named Brian Stevenson, is played by Michael B. Jordan, who travels to Alabama to fight for poor people who can't afford legal representation. While there, he discovers Jamie Foxx's character, a guy named Johnny McMillan, who's accused of killing a white woman who he never met, who he never saw, who he never crossed paths with. Let's start with who you loved in this film. Tell us the character who you loved, Marcus.
I don't remember his name, but I love O'Shea Jackson's character. Well, I shouldn't say that. I didn't say I loved his character. I loved his work in this movie because it's a big step for him. He's done, you know, Straight Outta Compton and some other stuff. He did the movie with
Ingrid Goes West, being Sarah saw that.
Yeah. Oh, I love that movie.
This is some real heavy lifting for O'Shea Jackson. He has the chops. He can definitely go a long way. That was my thing with this.
Yeah. Okay, so once again, Marcus, we're reviewing another movie that just didn't get any buzz. With Just Mercy, why do you think this movie came and went and nobody ever talked about it?
You want to talk about bad timing. This movie came out in December of 2019, right when the pandemic was hitting everybody.
Mm. Yeah.
And it just kind of glossed over because everybody started going, the theaters were shutting down. Nobody really got a chance to see this thing.
And what about all the other film competition it was having?
Everybody was
coming out in December. Yeah.
But and the other thing, at least from a personal standpoint, I waited a while. I waited until probably 2 months ago to see this movie.
Yeah.
And that's because when I first saw the trailers, I'm like, oh, Jesus, here we go. I know this story. The black dude is going to be wrongly convicted, and he's going to get out of jail. Like, I've seen that story before. That's why I'm trying to stay away from all the slave moves. I've seen all these things a million times before. And then you get into a position where you're stuck at home for 3 months, and then you're...
running out of stuff.
Yeah, you're running out of stuff. Mm-hmm. But then my stepdaughter, Sydney, says, you should watch this movie, Just Mercy. I'm like... All right, I don't do anything else. And I sat down and watched this. It's fantastic.
It is. It really
fantastic.
Is.
Fantastic. Jamie Foxx is probably the most talented man in Hollywood.
No, come on.
I'm not even kidding. That's not even hyperbole.
Well, that's
nothing he can't do. He can sing as well as anybody. He can dance. He can act. He can play the piano.
Yeah.
He's awesome. He does stand-up comedy. Come on,
dude. I think he's going to do... Isn't he going to play like Tyson?
Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
He says he's got the voice down and now he's just bulking up.
He's always had that Mike Tyson voice. Have you seen the pictures of him? Brent, I know you've got pictures of Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, pull that up for me.
Holy Moses, he looks dead on him.
Hey, Brent, also get my song ready. All right, so the most powerful the most powerful moment in this movie, there's another prisoner who did serve in the military. He's suffering from post-traumatic stress. He murdered someone. And as a result, he's going to the electric chair. And his final request, as he's walking down the hallways, about to, like, basically, his life is about to end. He says, they're like, do you want this meal? Do you have any final words? He goes, I just want you to play my song. And this is the song you hear as he's walking to the electric chair. It's The Old Rugged Cross.
Stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame.
It's Ella Fitzgerald.
And I love that.
Good morning, everybody.
That's beautiful to listen to her.
Dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain.
Oh, that freaking
so
voice.
I'll cherish the old rugged cross.
All right.
So that's playing as he's walking,
oh,
doing
man.
The Green Mile.
There I am. So sum it all up. Let me just say this. There I am at the Mill Valley Film Festival. Jamie Foxx is there. He introduces the film. This moment comes on, and, like, the tears just could not stop running down my face.
It's called Just Mercy?
Just Mercy.
That's a powerful moment.
And I walked up to him afterwards, and I went, bro, that movie, I'm, like, ruined.
Wow.
I can't even, like, form a sentence. I go, it was so good. I'm going to go ahead and give this film 4 Persian rugs.
Yeah, 4 is good. 5 to Queen and Slim for me. 5 Ozzy's for Queen and Slim. 4.5 for Just Mercy.
All right, give us the 2 movies you think everyone should binge
watch. Real quick, if you've got Netflix, check out 13. It's a documentary about the 13th Amendment. I think every human being on the planet should see it, but particularly those of us who live in this country, you've got to see it. The other show that you may have missed, it's called 7 Seconds. It's about a police officer who is involved in a hit-and-run accident. He runs over a 15-year-old black kid in New Jersey. Regina King stars. It's a great series. Check it out. It's only 1 season, by the way, so you don't have to invest years of your time in it, but it's fantastic. And let me give you one more, because this is a classic, and it's one of these movies I think everybody should see, but I know a lot of people didn't see. It's called The Soldier Story. It's from 1984. Oscar-nominated film. The cast is incredible. Howard Rollins, who died a long time ago, but Denzel Washington makes his film debut in The Soldier Story. He's brilliant.
His first film was The Soldier Story?
His first big noticing.
Okay.
Yeah, the first time people paid attention to Denzel Washington was in this film. It's 1984. Norm Jewison wrote it. Nominated for Best Picture. Also Best Writing. Robert Townsend, I don't know if you know who he is. He's in it. David Alan Grier, his very first starring role.
Oh, wow. Holy cow.
Yeah, it's an amazing cast. It's a film that, like I said, most black folks have seen, but I know a lot of white folks have not seen.
Hey, can you send this list to Bryn? Make sure he's got this. So that let's put that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page so people can reference that, because I know we'll be getting questions about that. There's been a lot of movies mentioned this morning.
Sure,
if there's one we're going to watch over the weekend, what's it going to be?
Clues. If there's one you watch over the weekend, out of all the films tonight,
yeah,
Queen and Slim.
Queen and Slim.
So start there.
For sure.
I'm wearing the shirt if you're watching on video.
And then I go Soldier Story.
No one's watching on video. And then Soldier Story.
And then
second.
I go Soldier Story. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey guys, so great to see the original KO Movie Review team up again. And thanks for Herculean efforts to get your ass up here to Mill Valley.
Good to see everybody.
Anything for you guys.
It's great to see you. We're gonna take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hump Day. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Huge thanks to Hooman at Hooman TV and Marcus Osborne, SMF Marcus, both on Instagram.
Yeah!
They reviewed Queen and Slim and Just Mercy, and Marcus gave a couple of recommendations for other stuff you can watch. Watch hashtag Black Lives Matter. We're going to put the whole list up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So if you missed it, there's some solid watching there. They said start with Queen and Slim, though. So there's our movie recommendation as we go into the holiday weekend. Vinny, you were amazing today and so handsome.
Oh, thanks. Oh, sure. Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. Of course. You know.
And you also.
Very
great
handsome.
Job.
Thank you.
Well,
Thanks so much.
I don't know what day we're on with it. Wait, actually, that's not the same sweater, is it?
What are you talking about? Same sweater. Oh, no. I wore the other one for Monday and Tuesday. But then yesterday I got some Cheeto dust on it.
Oh,
so
no.
So I switched it out for my. Can you tell it's petal pink?
No, I can't tell from here. But, you know, my eyes are difficult.
Well, we're also looking at 1-inch by 1-inch squares of each other on Zoom. So.
Right.
You know, you could have a giant face maskne going, and I wouldn't know. So
I don't get the maskne.
Lucky.
I mean, I don't have great skin to begin with, but
you
I don't really get a zit guy.
I don't have the maskne.
Yeah. But anyway, great to hear those guys. It was nice to see them back. That's weird to have 6 or 7 different squares there.
I had to keep flipping back and forth. I don't know how Bryn was going to record. Although Bryn, you probably record and you get everybody because you're on it like a you're not doing
yeah.
it on your phone,
if you
right?
watch it on a computer, you can see all 6 squares at the same time.
Oh, right.
Amazing!
Well,
you're
anyway.
Amazing. So will that be put up at RadioAlice.com? Are you gonna?
I'll figure something out.
Okay,
I'll post it somewhere.
I know that we're recording all morning, so yay! Hey, listen, Vinny, one more wake up, buddy. I'll see you here tomorrow.
Very exciting. Have a good one.
Bye, everybody.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.